Support for NPR comes from this and other NPR stations. Contributors include the Kresge Foundation, expanding opportunities in America's cities at kresge.org. Good morning. We're 4 minutes after 7 o'clock, 26 degrees outside the studios, light north wind, sunshine, mostly clear skies with WXBR News. I'm Walt Gander. A 70-year-old man was killed in a fire at his home near Tomahawk. Authorities said the flames were coming from windows when another man arrived at the victim's house to plow snow yesterday afternoon on Pine Shore Drive in the town of King. The state fire marshal's office, helping Lincoln County authorities investigate, the home had extensive damage. The victim's name was not immediately released. Officials said his wife was away when the blaze broke out. Due to the work of additional crews, Wisconsin Public Service was able Thursday to restore power to more than 6,000 Northwoods customers after the heavy late-season snowstorm. Leah Van Zyl from Wisconsin Public Service says the heavy snow slowed the crews from reaching the problem areas.
With the snow, it did make drive times a little bit longer, and then getting into some of the back road areas that hadn't been plowed yet really added on some time to get those outages restored. But thankfully, our crews were able to work efficiently and safely.
Most areas had power restored by 5 p.m. Heavy wet snow blanketed an area from northern Minnesota and Wisconsin into the Upper Peninsula. Some places saw more than a foot of snow, mainly north of U.S. Highway 8. And Rhinelander now has its snowiest winter on record thanks to this week's storm. The city got just over 11 inches the past couple of days for a total of 107.8 inches this season. That's the most since the National Weather Service started keeping records for Rhinelander in 1908. Lac du Flambeau had the most snow in northern Wisconsin this week at 19 inches. In other news, Forest County Pottawatomie community is taking a first step toward controlling water quality on its reservation. As WXBR's Natalie Jablonski reports, the DNR is looking for public input on the proposal.
The tribe has applied to the EPA for treatment as state, which means it would have authority to uphold water quality standards on the reservation. Pottawatomie spokesperson George Ermert says to do that, the tribe must prove that it has the resources to manage water quality.
So what this does, this treatment as state step, just it gives the tribe the authority to establish and administer a water quality standards program in the same way a state would do it.
The Wisconsin DNR is looking for public input on the application. That input will be sent on to the EPA. DNR Water Evaluation Section Chief Brian Weigel says it's most relevant for users upstream from the reservation that could be affected by changes in water quality standards.
The biggest thing is that there's another regulating authority in the area. So, for example, when water goes onto a tribal property, it is regulated by their water quality standards. So upstream entities need to be protective of downstream uses.
But Pottawatomie spokesperson George Ermert points out that the current application falls short of proposing new standards. If approved, he says the tribe would only have authority to enforce current state standards, with the option of later proposing its own. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.
Only three of the state's tribes have authority to set their own water quality standards: Lac du Flambeau, Bad River, and Sacagan Bands of the Lake Superior Chippewa. Rural areas continue to lag behind other Wisconsin counties in overall wellness. That's one aspect of a 2014 County Health Rankings report from the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute. Researcher Kate Kunkel says this is the fifth year the report's been released. Kunkel says a variety of things lead to a healthy population, including education, community safety, smoking, housing, diet, and exercise.
Looking at some of the counties in northern Wisconsin, so, you know, specifically Oneida, Forest, Vilas, and Langlade, they all rank sort of towards the middle to lower end of the rankings. You know, this isn't always surprising as we look at some more rural communities. Nationally, we tend to see that rural communities sometimes are at the lower end in the rankings. But again, that there's some positive things going on, that Oneida County has ranks much higher in, for example, health factors. So we think about health outcomes as a picture of today's health, how long people are living, how healthy they are. Health factors we really think about as those things that are going to impact how healthy people will be in the future. So while Oneida County ranks 50th for health outcomes, they rank 21st. So in a totally different quartile when we look at health factors. So some promising things, some good news for the future.
Of the 72 counties, Forest County had the fifth worst overall ranking. Langlade was 60th, Vilas 45th, and Oneida 21st. The report is on the UW Population Health Institute. A link is at the WXPR webpage. And in sports, the Milwaukee Brewers lost their first road game of the season last night, 11-2 at Pittsburgh. In our weather forecast, areas of morning fog, otherwise mostly sunny today with highs around 40 degrees, north winds around 5. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows low 20s, southeast winds around 5, and a chance of snow showers and freezing rain in the UP tonight. And then a chance of mixed precipitation and rain in the area on Saturday. We expect high Saturday, mid to upper 40s, and gusty southeast winds. Sunday's highs near 60, Monday we expect highs in the low 60s. 10 past 7, this is WXPR News.